WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wondering if I left you clues. Was anything I said untrue? With things I didn't say, things that were better too. Time never heals, just conceals. Lines we need to cross. Asking if I did the wrong thing. No better than when you found me. Still leaving bottle caps under.
Oh, Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Beautiful day. Beautiful day.
This is Ryan.
And Shane. You're listening to Scaring the Bows, or 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
We got Shane on the aux right now. What was that just played? It was Nana?
It's Wana. Wana by Noor. I think she's Albanian. I don't really know. I kind of forgot.
So. I like it.
Yeah, great song. A little techno song. All right. And then this next song is For the Love of You, Parts 1 and 2 by the Isley Brothers. It's a beautiful song. Beautiful song.
Looking forward to being with you for the next hour.
Of course.
I'd rather be than with you, yeah, loving you, well, day will make a way for night, all we'll need is candlelight and a song, yeah, soft and long. Here alone with a lover unlike no other. Sad to see a new horizon slowly coming into view. Yeah, I wanna be living for the love of you. Oh, yes, I am. All that I'm to me, yeah, my love and me. Well, smoother than a gentle breeze, flowing through my mind with ease, soft as can be. Well, when you're loving me. It seems to me we could sail together in and out of mystery. Well, I wanna be living for the love of you. All right now, all that I'm
that I'm living. Oh, the love each and every day I know. Lord knows I have. Write that down. Said that I.
Mountain.
Hello?
This is Ryan on the sticks. That was Just Tell Him by Lauryn Hill. Next up, Shane, new album. What do you think?
Slauson Malone. Beautiful. It's Excelsior by Slauson Malone. I'm actually seeing him in concert tomorrow. Very excited.
Excellent.
Beautiful. I think it's a different type of music. It's not even like, it's just, it's not, no one did this before. This is new. I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it, but he just chose something new.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited. We got some trivia for you, Shane.
Let's go.
Play along at home or wherever you are.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, I know.
All right, your trivia is, what are the top five most eaten foods across the world? I'll give you like 30 seconds on the clock.
All right, we're going number one, rice. I pre-gamed that answer. Rice is eaten everywhere.
Rice is number
beans.
One.
Beans. There are many types of beans. Is that a food? Just all beans? Are we saying that?
Beans aren't there.
Oh, beans aren't there. Chicken.
Chicken's number three.
Is rice number? Is rice on there?
Yeah, rice is number one.
Okay, yeah, come on. Pasta.
Pasta's four.
All right. Is beef? Does that count?
Beef is not there.
Beef's not there. Dang.
All right. I'll give you one more guess.
Some form of dumpling. Like everyone got a dumpling. Every culture's got a dumpling.
You went a little specific. So number two is eggs. Number five is bread.
Alright, that is way too specific.
Alright, well,
that's a good meal. That's five. That's a hearty meal. Getting all five of those.
A very hearty meal. Yeah, you'll be eating good. Alright.
That's in my bacon, egg, and cheese later.
Well, here's some Slauson Malone.
Thank you. I see the rain fall upon the funeral mourners, parading in the wake of sad relations as their shoes fill up with water. Maybe I'm too young to keep good love from going wrong, but tonight you're on my mind, so you never know. Broken down and hungry for your love, but no way to feed it. When are you not, child, you know how much I need it. Too young to hold on, and too old to just break free and run. Sometimes open window lets the rain in, burning in the corner is the only one that dreams he had you with him. My body turns and yearns for a sleep that won't.
Slow down, slow down. Oh.
Bienvenue à le ralentissement éternel de Brad Stank.
My little love, I see your eyes wide and like an ocean when you look at me. So full of my emotions, I'm finding it hard to be here sincerely. I know you feel lost, it's my fault completely.
Tell me you love me.
I love you 1,000,000%.
I don't recognize myself in the coldness of the daylight, so I ain't surprised you can read through all of my lies. I feel so bad to be here when I'm so guilty. I'm so far gone and you're the only one who can save me.
Why
do you feel like that?
Mommy doesn't like anyone else like I like you, right?
I'm holding on, baby. Mama's got a lot to learn.
It's heavy.
I'm holding on,
catch me.
Mama's got a lot to learn.
Mummy's been having a lot of big feelings recently.
Like how?
Just like... Hang on, my fingers are trapped. I feel a bit confused.
Why? I don't know.
And I feel like I don't really know what I'm doing.
How? Mm-hmm. At all?
At all?
And that will make me go...
My little love, tell me, do you feel the way my past aches when you lay on me? Can you hear the way my heart breaks? I wanted you to have everything I never had. I'm so sorry if what I've done makes you feel sad.
I love your dad because he gave you to me.
I'm holding on,
baby.
Mama's got a lot to learn.
It's heavy.
I'm holding on,
catch me.
Mama's got a lot.
having a bad day. I'm having a very anxious day. I feel very paranoid. I feel very stressed. I have a hangover, which never helps, but I feel like today is the first day since I left him that I feel lonely. And I never feel lonely. I love being on my own. I always prefer being on my own and being with people. And I feel like maybe I've been like overcompensating and being out and stuff like that to keep my mind off of it. And I feel like today I'm home and I want to be at home. I just want to watch TV and curl up in a ball and be in my sweats and stuff like that. I just feel really lonely. I feel a bit frightened that I might feel like this a lot.
Welcome back to Scaring the Bows with Shane and Ryan.
Mm-hmm. That was just some British sounding Adele right there. Yeah. My Little Love.
You're just trying to sound British.
My
Adele.
Favorite UK individual.
Nice. Yeah.
I gotta say.
I have a controversial opinions on UK individuals.
Keep those to yourself, man. We're on air.
I'm sorry.
All right. Another trivia for you, Shane. We'll see how you do round two. You went 3 for 5 the first time.
Yeah.
I think 30 seconds was a good time.
Yeah, 30 seconds is good.
Okay. Well, once this thing hits 40, this clock above us, we're going to do the 10 deadliest animals in the world. 10 deadliest. All right. Humans are not on there.
Humans are not on there? All right. We're going lion.
This is by like deaths per year.
Yeah. Bees.
Bees are not there.
What about mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes is number one.
That's more like malaria.
Malaria will do that.
Oh my god. What kills people? Like a stingray. Not stingray. A jellyfish.
No. Shame.
No.
I'll give you two more guesses. Poor showing today.
Dude, I can't think of any animals. Wait, like, do bears? No, bears don't kill people.
Mm-mm. Bears not on the top 10.
What? Dogs?
Dogs is 3.
Cats? Okay. Is cats on there?
Cats are not on there. All right, we'll rip through the top 5. We got number 1's mosquitoes. Number 2 is snakes.
Oh, that's a good one.
3 is dog/wolf. 4 is freshwater snails.
Oh, wait, what?
I'm assuming just from people eating them and then getting like a parasite or something crazy. And number 5 is a crocodile.
I didn't realize. I thought crocodiles were friendly.
I know, they look so nice.
They look so friendly.
And elephants sneaking in at number 9 on the list somehow.
They're probably putting up numbers. Yeah, There's not that many of them. All right, so those last two songs were Slow Down by Brad Stank and My Little Love by Adele. And then this next song is The Wake Part 3 and 2 by Slauson Malone.
Beautiful.
Thank you. you're dead, when you're dead, when you're dead. Fall slow, 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 standing here. I know, you know, they'll be at your wake on the web. When you're dead, when you're dead, when you're dead, when you're dead.
In a way, learn to swim, learn to sing.
Falling,
scream out, reach out to be able to be heard when cries turn to rain.
Darkness in my smile, shadows in my speech, thunder in my tongue, lightning in my teeth.
Welcome back to Scaring the Bows, and I just wanted to give a little quick PSA. It's a firearm safety PSA, so always relevant. So no matter how you feel about current gun laws, everyone should know how the most crucial rules about handling any firearm. Rule zero, all guns are always loaded. Rule one, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule two, keep the finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule three, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. Never forget that. Rule three is super important. And that's just that's a public safety message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And we are back.
Sudden blue bruised through by shore. settle past the patience where wishes and your will are spilling pictures. Water's running through the valley where we grew to write this scripture.
Thank you. my mama promised to not to lose. A born sinner still playing like I forgot the rules. Dancing to this drum in my heart, and it's such a
we're back.
We are back.
Scaring the Bows. That was Adorned by Miguel.
Yes. Amazing. Thank you for the fun hour, everybody.
Good cool. Good first session. No hiccups. At least evident ones.
Yeah, so. No major hiccups. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll see. But you this is Ryan.
This is Shane.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you so much. We'll be here. Same time every week, obviously.
Yeah. Tune in next week. All right. Switch ourselves over.
There you go.
We threw it.